With us here at Americans for Peace Now's headquarters in Washington is Deborah DeLee, APN's president and CEO. In various capacities, Deborah has been following for years the way in which American politics meet American policy, particularly on foreign policy, and even more so, more specifically, U.S. policy on the Middle East. Deborah, leaving aside for a moment President-elect Obama's positions on the issues that are in the focus of our organization, we'll talk about that later, just in terms of his image overseas and the promise that he brings to the international scene, whether perceived or real, what kind of impact do you think his election may have on the efforts to bring peace and stability to the region?
I think, Ori, it's difficult to discuss the outcome of this election without sounding cliched, because it is historic, it is momentous, it is amazing and remarkable in so many ways. And I think one of the ways that it is most remarkable is in the moment of the election, we redefined our country in the eyes of the rest of the world. And in a moment, we showed the world that we overwhelmingly rejected the policies, the Bush policies, of the last 8 years. And so I think that that means a lot for our particular issue and for peace in the Middle East. The fact that in President-elect Obama's remarks after getting elected, that he said, for those who support peace and security, as opposed to security, for those who support peace and security and made a pledge to support us. It is the language that we have used and that we've been so hungry to hear our leaders speak about. What could be more important than those who seek peace and security? So I think some of it is intangible and some of it is not quantifiable, but it's extremely important to the issue that we care about. I think on the issue that we care about, Obama has spoken and made commitments on all of the issues that we care about so deeply. He's talked about prioritizing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He has talked about making a commitment to Syrian-Israeli negotiations. It is the very way that he discusses these issues and the importance of diplomacy. It's the nuanced way that he talks about our policy vis-a-vis Iran. It is a way of discussing these issues that are not zero-sum game, but a way that we use both carrots and sticks. It's a willingness to talk to our enemies. It is a whole language in talking about the Middle East and beyond, in talking about foreign policy, that lets the world know that we care about involving our allies, about working with our allies, about expanding the list of people that we consider to be allies, and about engaging with those that are not our allies in a way that involves diplomacy and discussion and trying to build relationships with those countries.
We're talking on Thursday, November 6th, and this morning David Ignatius wrote in his column in the Washington Post that President Obama's one of his first priorities, one of his first tasks will be to actually relaunch the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Do you agree? Have you seen enough indications that this, in fact, is his intention?
I hope it is, and I believe it is. And although I believe that we have all been very careful to not discuss a direct cause and effect between the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the problems with the region at large, we do believe that solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will have an enormous impact on relationships with other countries in the region.
What are your first lessons from this?
I think we should start by looking at the statistics of how the Jewish community voted in the presidential election. And I think it appears now that somewhere around 74% of American Jews supported Barack Obama. The good news there is that the fear tactics and the scare tactics that we saw in this campaign did not work in the Jewish community.
There was a lot of that, right?
It's a lot of that, and it was ugly and it was unfortunate, but what was fortunate was that it didn't work. I think one of the best indicators of that is the success of J Street PAC, the new organization that is the political arm of the pro-peace, pro-Israel community. I think it is fabulous that in J Street's first election out, they endorsed over 40 candidates, they raised a significant amount of money and moved it into the races, and I think that that shows that among American Jews, there is significant support to move a pro-peace, pro-Israel agenda, and that they are willing and excited to move that through the political process as well. So for those of us who work on the policy side of this issue, it was very exciting to see that success on the political side of it. And again, I think it's exciting that people did not succumb to the fear tactics that were employed around the issue of Israel and the Jewish community in this election.
We'll all be following what happens during the transition and after January 20th with a healthy dose of skepticism, as we always do, but also with a great deal of hope, won't we?
From your mouth to God's ear, Ori.